We are here, as we are every month, with Richard Campanella to talk about his Cityscapes column for NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune. And we want to give listeners a little warning that this is airing in the morning. Probably not the most appetizing subject, right, Richard?
Fleas, rats, and bubonic plague.
That's a great way to start your Friday. Take us back in time 100 years ago to August of 1914. What was on the collective mind of New Orleans at that time?
A very unpleasant but rather expected outbreak of bubonic plague. And I just want to go back a bit. Bubonic plague, Black Death, lymphonic disease caused by a bacteria on fleas following rats and other rodents, had wiped out large parts of Europe and parts of Asia in the 13th century. But it went into recession for most of the era of European interaction with the New World. So it was mostly an old world disease. This starts to change in the late 19th century, when you have Norway and other rat populations infesting the New World, ships coming and go faster. And the first New World case is in Brazil in 1899. There's an outbreak in San Francisco in 1900. There's two in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico and Cuba in 1912, both all trading partners with New Orleans. And so state and local health authorities go on alert and start trapping in 1912. They find one infected rat, but that's it. None in 13, and then in June of 1914, a visiting Swedish sailor starts to develop these symptoms, and they're really ugly symptoms. He dies, and it's confirmed as a bubonic plague case.
And so when we talk about these trading partners, for a time, ships actually kept bubonic plague at bay, and then at a certain point, the ships became the place where the disease was being spread.
Right. Ships were crossing the ocean much faster, more frequently, and so that sea change became less of a factor at keeping this at bay. So where they were found more so than any one place in New Orleans was a place called the Stuyvesant Docks. And this was that Illinois Central Railroad riverfront area from the foot of Louisiana to the foot of Napoleon. And these were the grain elevators. So you have all this rich, fatty Midwestern grain being stored there. You have the fresh water of the river. You have ample nesting sites. And it was rat nirvana.
So this one person dies in 1914 of June. And by August, all of these huge efforts are being taken to prevent an outbreak of bubonic plague. How does that compare to the way that the city handled other plagues like yellow fever, which didn't happen too much before this?
The last yellow fever epidemic was about 9 or 10 years prior. It was in 1905. And during the course of the long 19th century, from like 1796 to 1905, over 100,000 Louisianians died, and I think roughly 40,000 New Orleanians. In 1853, 10% of the population perished. The difference between the two was that yellow fever at the time, as well as malaria and a lot of these vector-borne diseases, were essentially a medical mystery. No one was quite sure what caused them. By the time bubonic plague arrived here, the medical community was very well aware of how it got around and what the problem was and what the vector was and how to suppress it.
Rats. They knew rats. That it was rats.
Rodents in general, rats in particular, and particularly the fleas that rode on them. We still have bubonic plague today. There's a couple of cases in China in the news right now. There's a couple of cases in the western United States, usually affiliated with a dead rodent that someone touches, a badger or a squirrel or something like that. So it is still around.
Richard Campanella is professor of geography at the Tulane School of Architecture, the author of, most recently, Bourbon Street, A History. And, of course, he writes the monthly Cityscapes column in NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune. Thanks, Richard, for all of this information on rats.
You're welcome, and thank you.